Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I claim Jesus first of all, He will answer when I call. I'm so glad I have a soul from sin set free. I'm God's child by birth, it's the highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Some folk live on wealth and pride. I am poor, but I'm satisfied. Amen. I'm poor, but I'm satisfied. Amen. I am under His big wing. Amen. I'm as happy as a king. How about that? I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Amen. Well, are you saved today? Amen. If you ain't saved, you need to get saved. You know, my old Uncle Bob used to sing that song right there, and old Uncle Bob, you hear me talk about him a lot. And Bob, he got saved 1976 at the turn of the year, and boy, he won a lot of people to God all over the country. And he was a great influence on my life. He wasn't a preacher, but I heard Bob say something one time. He's in the altar and he's praying, and he said, "Dear Lord," he said, "Ricky over there," he said, "if you big enough to call him," he said, "you big enough to use him." Boy, I appreciate that. I appreciate my uncle praying for me. He's in heaven. I'll get to see him. Boy, I got so many people over yonder. Amen. Do you have a lot of people over there? I do. I'm going to see them one of these days. I just want you to know the Bible said that we're to sorrow not as others that have no hope. And when he got through talking about the rapture, how we're going to be, we're going to see our loved ones before we see Jesus. Amen. And then at the end of that, he said, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Amen. I comfort you today that loved one in that grave, the old body's there, but it ain't going to always be there. It's coming out. If they're saved by the grace of God, you're going to see them again. Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing my mama. I went over the grave at Christmas time, but she ain't there. Praise God, she's in heaven. I'm looking forward to seeing my daddy again. Boy, it'll be a great time to get over there and look and see all these great preachers. I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Seitler again. Amen. Never got to meet him but twice in my life. And then I've heard Dr. Oliver Green on the radio for years, and oh, good night, years and years and years. And preached to more people dead than he has alive. And I'm looking forward to this. Putting my arms around him, hugging Dr. Green, saying, "God bless you, Brother Green." Amen. Looking forward to seeing my friend, Dr. Stennett Blue again. Boy, won't that be a blessing. Brother Blue was such a great friend to me. Dr. Sammy Allen. And these great men of God. I'm looking forward to it. Ain't you? I'm happy today. Are you? I'm going home. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to the house. Amen. I'm going to heaven. Well, let's get to this part of our message, a zeal that consumes. I had a man come to my church once, and he preached a sermon, I never forget it, on what's right with the church. I got a zeal that consumes me. Do you have a zeal that consumes you? Do you have a zeal that just totally annihilates you for the things of God? You know, some of you ladies, you want your husband to get in there, but you don't want him to really get in there. You just want him to get in there enough to where he won't be mean to you, but you don't want him to really get in there. Oh, if he mentions preaching. Now, I'll just tell you right now, I didn't marry a preacher. You prayed for him 10 years to get saved. Now he's wanting to preach, and you won't let him. Friend, I want to tell you the zeal ought to be with the church. Young people, can I say you ought to want to go to church to visit with God? You shouldn't want to go to church to play a game. That shouldn't be your main priority. Listen, can I tell you, church is not designed to be fun. Nowhere in this Bible does it say church is to be fun. Amen. But it's to be spiritual. I'm to go to church to worship God in spirit and in truth. I'm to go to church, put my tithes and offerings in the offering. Let me read some great verses to you. Now, somebody said that David wrote this psalm when he was running from Absalom. And I don't know, but David was a lover of the house of God. David wrote, he said this, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." David wrote another place. He talked about he couldn't understand why the wicked prospered until he went to the house of God and he learned therein. You know, when you go to the house of God, you'll learn things. I remember going in the Sunday school classes of my Sunday school teachers. It's ironic that I have, as of the time I'm recording this sermon, one of my Sunday school teachers that I have now taught me when I was a young man. It's ironic about that. And I never knew it was going to ever work out that way. But here's the thing about it. Those people taught me something in Sunday school. I remember a dear missionary. He's a missionary now. But I remember when I was a young boy in the Sunday school class, the first man that ever called on me to pray. My friend, listen to me. I want you to listen to me. Church means something to me. I got married in the church. Now, if you didn't, I'm not mad at you. But I really believe that a lot of times, I don't want to say anything mean. But anyway, I believe this. I believe the church is a great place. Amen. The church, young man, you'll never meet a better wife than in the church. Young lady, you'll never meet a husband better than in the church. Don't get somebody outside the church and use dating as missions and evangelism and say, I'll win him. Get them inside the church. Date you somebody inside the church. Find somebody inside the church. Amen. Court, whatever you call it. Amen. But the church, let me read you some verses though. Psalm 84, verse 1. How aimable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Tabernacles. Amen. More than one place. Now at that time there was only one temple. Boy, there's a lot of churches. Now I go in different churches. I was in church the other night. Preacher called me. Great man of God. I'd never met this man in my life. I didn't know him. I heard about him. Never met him. He called me and said, would you come preach for us? I said, I sure will. One of the nicest churches I've ever been in, I believe. I mean, as far as the people just being nice and I mean respectful, and the church and the Spirit of God was there. And I preached in another church the other day. And boy, I mean the liberty was there in that church. And I tell you, I've been in some good churches like this preaching for some of you fellas. Thank God y'all let me come. But you know what? I go to my home church. I love my people at my church. I thank God for them. I can go to the restaurant and see a lot of my people. They'll come down to the restaurant eating the different days of the week from our home church. And I say, well, glory to God. You know, I was joking there one day. I said, we got a bunch of people from our church. Amen. And I love that. But you know, you see them during the week. And sometimes I'm gone preaching and I miss our people. But I go in other churches and they're my family. I went in that church the other night where I didn't know anybody. And people came to me and said, we listen to you on the radio. And I mean, more than one person came to me. Well, they're my family. I felt right at home. Well, I was happy as a bunny rabbit in 40 acres of carrots sitting there in that church. Why? I got a zeal for church. Do you know you need to get your zeal back for the church. By the way, if your church ain't, I don't recommend that people just jump and leave every church in the country. And this crowd that tries to find the perfect church, they'll go here 6 weeks, and they'll go there 6 weeks, and they'll go here 6 months. You'll never do anything for God like that. But let me flip that coin over on the other side for a minute. There are times when you need to get out of a church that you're in. If your church is not feeding you the Word of God, if they're not majoring on the Spirit of God, if they're not majoring on Bible preaching, and feeding you from the Bible, I'd find me somewhere else to go. Amen. If it's just a hoorah all the time and a bunch of emotionalism all the time, a bunch of stuff, I'd find me somewhere to go. Amen. Now wait a minute. Now we're all got emotions. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff going on. You remember that fellow in the book of Job, one of Job's friends? He's trying to be spiritual, but he was emotional. He said, I had a dream. Said the Spirit stood in front of me and said, my hair stood up on my head. He had him an experience, boy. He had something he could tell. It wasn't of God, but he had an experience. Amen. I'm just simply saying, friend, I want a praying pastor. I want a caring pastor. I want a loving pastor. I want to be where the Word of God is explained to me, where my soul can get something from God. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, I'm dealing with the world. I'm dealing with people. I'm dealing with, and boy, I come in on Sunday, Saturday, but I come in on Sunday. And there's nothing like God's day. There's nothing like God's day on Sunday morning and Sunday night. I still believe in Sunday night service. Oh, you say, preacher, our people are old and they can't travel. Well, they go everywhere else they want to go. If you have a big dinner in the nighttime, they're going to pull that car out of that driveway and go to that dinner, but they can't go to church. Amen. Now, let's just put it down where it is, folks. The devil has given us a bunch of excuses in this day and hour about the church. It's drove our preachers crazy. I've had preacher after preacher after preacher tell me, preacher, we just can't get them back after COVID. We can't get them back. And I'm going to tell you, COVID was of the devil. COVID, God allowed the devils of hell to bring COVID through here. It was of the devil. There's a lot of people got killed innocently during COVID. There's a lot of things got mishandled. There's a lot of people died. There's a lot of good people died. And there was a lot of people just quit church. And God might have just sifted the men from the boys out. Amen. There's some people this was in there, but maybe they wasn't in there. Amen. God, and they got. But here's the thing about it. Don't you love the church? Do you love your church? Do you love it? Now let me read you some more verses. Verse number 2, Psalm 84:2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Now I want to tell you something. I don't be mean. You can do what you want to do about church. Church can be to you whatever you want it to be. But I don't go to church to eat supper. I don't go to church to play games. I go to church to see the living God. I go to church because I want God. I want something from that Bible. I want some song that's going to reach down and touch my heart. Not just emotionally, but spiritually speak to me. I want the living God. I want God. Do you want God, preachers? Do you want God, young lady? Teenager, 15-year-old, do you want the living God? Not some party, not some just to be with your friends. Do you come to church? I'm talking to you. If you're saved, do you come to get with God? Don't come to see the girls, boys. Girls don't come to see the boys. Come to get something from God. Now, preacher, you're the pastor. But I hope you'll come seeking the living God. I hope you go to church on Sunday seeking God. I've given you this illustration. Seemed like I told it recently on the radio, but I made a statement. One day I made a statement on our local station. I made a statement. I said, don't go to the church of your choice. If you do that, the devil will have you go to the liberal church. But I said, go where you can get fed from the Word of God. There's a woman wrote me an email. And she said, preacher, I followed your advice. Said I went on Sunday morning to the old-fashioned church. Said I'd been going to contemporary church. Said I went to the old-fashioned church. That's where you said to go. You told us to do that. I went. Said I'll just tell you, I felt very uncomfortable. And that's good. That's good. Sinners ought not. Now, by the way, listen. Sinners ought to feel welcome at the house of God. Every Sunday, as sure as it comes, we've got lost people in our church, as sure as it comes. I mean, large crowds, we've got lost people in our church. But a sinner ought to feel welcome. And I think our people do the thing to make them welcome. Our pastor stressed it. I think they make people welcome. A sinner ought to feel welcome, but they should never feel comfortable in the house of God. And this woman said, I went, I felt very uncomfortable. She said, I went back on Sunday night and said, I'm writing you this note. Said, I want you to know I got saved by the grace of God. There's somebody I'm going to meet in heaven from the state of Georgia. Don't even know who she is. But I'm going to meet her in heaven just because I made a statement. They go, don't go to the church. You say, oh, you're too mean, preacher. Don't tell the truth. Just smooth it up. Well, there's one soul, if I'd smoothed it up, would have went to hell. Preachers, you got to learn that if you'll tell it right and do it in love, it still works and you can still see people saved and you can still see churches filled. We're living in the same Holy Spirit we got him, the same one the Apostle Paul had. Don't get so deep in theology. Some of y'all are worried more about the Antichrist than you are about Jesus Christ. Amen. I like end times and I like all that and I need to study more about it. But folk, listen, I'm not going to go to church looking for the Antichrist and worried about what's going to happen. I'll go to church to see God. We got to go to church again to see God. We got to go to church to have a good time in God. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Friday, January the 30th. I hope you've had a great week in the Lord. I hope you've enjoyed our broadcast. If you want the message that we are preaching this week, it's R488-1. And we'll be glad to send that to you, R488-1. And we can send it to you on CD free of charge, or we can email it to you, comments@gbiradio.org. And I'm talking the whole message. We have to break it up on the radio. And I know some people, you know, think, well, Brother Cawthon will never get through with a message. But we preach them in about 50-minute messages, then we break them up on the radio for the 15 minutes. So you'll get the whole message. You won't get this talking here, but you'll get the whole message. And it'll be a real blessing to you. God bless you. Until Monday. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthon, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the heart.